From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. I'm James O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of The Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of The Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary G. Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. If you'd like to contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here is Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to come to you on this Tuesday with another study from the Word of God on the Living Truth Radio program. And these days, we are studying the Great Commission. As a matter of fact, the title of the theme of studies this week is Reviewing the Great Commission. Reviewing the Great Commission. And I mentioned yesterday that practically every Christian has heard of or knows about the Great Commission. Unless you just recently got saved, you understand that the Great Commission is something that the Lord Jesus Christ gave to the church to fulfill. Now, if you just got saved, and if you just trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, and you're just getting involved with the study of the Word of God, and you're just getting involved in a local church, you may not have ever heard the Great Commission before. And so we're looking at it with the intent that, number one, those of you who are babes in Christ will understand it and obey it and fulfill it. And then we are looking at this series of messages on the Great Commission so that those of us who have been saved for quite some time will renew our emphasis on the Great Commission. I was just talking to a missionary yesterday as I am preparing these particular broadcasts. A missionary who has been in the land of Ecuador for nearly 35 years. And he was telling me yesterday at dinner that fewer and fewer young people are surrendering to fulfill the Great Commission on the mission field. And that's sad. And I think that that is indicative of the fact that fewer and fewer people church-wide are giving themselves to the Great Commission, and yet it is something that we are to be fulfilling on a consistent basis and continue to fulfill it until we see Jesus Christ face to face. So, what is the Great Commission? I gave the definition yesterday, and I want to give it to you again today, and in case you were not with us and yesterday. And keep in mind that these notes and outlines are available to you if you would just ask for them. And Jim O'Brien will be along at the end of the program to give you our address and the contact information. But here is the Great Commission defined. The Great Commission is the divine command from the Lord Jesus Christ to evangelize the lost and is extended to all Christians and every local church to obey, to be actively involved with, and to endeavor to fulfill from the birth of the church in Acts chapter 2 until the redemption of the church in the rapture as described in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Now, let's dig into this just a little bit deeper. Specifically, when was the Great Commission given? Well, as we study the Scripture, we see that it was given just prior to Christ's ascension back up into heaven, basically speaking. Turn with me, if you would please, to Acts chapter 1. In Acts chapter 1, we find one of the five places in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and Acts where the Great Commission is given. And, of course, it starts out in Acts chapter 1 and says, "The former treaties have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach until the day in which he was taken up. After that, he through the Holy Ghost had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which, saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. And when they were therefore come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me in both Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. That's the Great Commission, Acts 1:8, one of the five places that it's mentioned in the first five books of the New Testament. But then notice verse 9 of Acts 1. It says, And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and the cloud received him out of their sight. So, when was the Great Commission given? Well, it was certainly after the Lord Jesus Christ spent 3.5 years walking on the earth teaching about the kingdom of God. It was certainly after Jesus Christ died on the cross. It was certainly after Jesus Christ rose again from the grave. And it was certainly after he was seen by many, many people, and including 500 people at once. And so Jesus waited until his ministry on earth was complete. His teaching, his work on the cross, his resurrection, his appearing to his disciples and others, he waited until all that was done, and then, just before he went back up into heaven, he said, Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Indeed, the Great Commission consists of very important last words of Jesus Christ before he gave his farewell to his disciples on earth. Now think about that for a minute. If you have spent some time with an individual, when it comes time to leave them, your last words are usually words that you want them to remember, correct? You might say, I love you. You might say, it was great to be with you. I hope we can get together again sometime soon. You might even say, now remember what I told you. I remember when our family, our one of our children, went to the mission field. And I can remember talking to one of my grandsons. And I said to him, Hudson, I said, every day, make certain that you, number one, read the Bible, and number two, read the newspaper to know what's going on in the world. Because when you read your Bible, the Word of God will give you insight how to reach the world, and so you need to know what's going on in the world so that you can relate to the people that are out there and give them the gospel. So the very last thing I gave to my grandson before I would see him for many years was, Hudson, read your Bible every day, and the newspaper. I wanted him to remember that. And even to this day, he still remembers it. Well, the very last thing Jesus told his disciples was, in essence, go into the world and preach the gospel. And he wanted them to fulfill it. Now, an interesting thing to note, and I want you to think this through for a moment. These disciples, these apostles, these early believers really obeyed the Lord Jesus. There were 12 disciples. There was a larger group of 120 believers, and there was even a larger group than that. On the day that the church was founded, when Peter preached, 3,000 got saved. Shortly thereafter, another 5,000 got saved. The church began to grow. But remember, the essence of the Great Commission is to reach the world. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, is what it says in Mark 16:15. And the amazing thing for me to consider, ladies and gentlemen, is that before the end of the first century, the gospel had gone to the whole world. How do I know that? Well, look at Colossians chapter 1 and verse 6. Colossians chapter 1, verses 5 and 6 says, "For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which is come unto you as it is in all the world." The book of Colossians was written probably 35 years after Christ ascended up into heaven, and it appears as though the gospel had reached the whole world in those 35 years. You go down to verse 23 of Colossians 1. He says, as he's giving instruction, he says, "If ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven." Think about that. They had no radio. They had no television. They had no shortwave. They had no computer. They had no social media. But they were about the work that Christ gave them, and in some 30 years, or a little bit more, every creature under heaven heard the message of the gospel. They did what God told them to do. And consequently, eventually, the gospel came to us as well. If the disciples did that in their day without the modern technology, don't you think we ought to be involved with it today as well? Let's never give an excuse for not being involved in the Great Commission. And so the Great Commission was given just prior to Christ's ascension back up into heaven. Very important words for us to remember. He wants us to obey this commission. Tomorrow, the Lord willing, we'll continue our study in the Great Commission. We'll show you from the Scripture where it's actually given, and then we'll continue to study it. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no cost for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to help defray the costs of handling and shipping. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at simply wayoftruth@juno.com. Please visit our website. It's www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth radio broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Dr. Gary Dull, I'm James O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.